Hey guys, it's me again. I'm going to be talking today a little bit about, actually the title of today is going to be, Who Am I? I think that's a question that we ask when we're facing with BPD. To be real with you, I don't even know who I am. I have no clue who I am. One day I'm somebody, the other day I'm somebody else. And it's a struggle because I think deep down I know that I'm a caring person. I love people. I want to be around people. But it's hard to be around people and for them to accept you when you're a totally different person based off of your environment that day. I hate it. And there's plenty of times that I feel like giving up. I feel like it's too much to continue. But then I'm reminded that I've got four beautiful little girls that are my own. Two beautiful and wonderful stepchildren that are pretty much my own. A beautiful wife. So on the outside, looking in, it looks like I've got it made. I've got a good job. Got a lot of good things going for me. I've got good health. I've got a good doctor. I live in the suburbs. Everything seems like it's going for me. But I feel like something's missing. And what I think is missing is I don't know who I am. See, waking up each day, not knowing how the day is going to play out, we all face that. Whether or not you have mental illness, whether or not you have BPD, or you're just normal. But waking up like that each day and not knowing who you are, not knowing how you're going to handle it, is a different situation. It's not the same. And you know, people get upset with us when our emotions fly too high, which they have every right to get upset with, because it's not, we shouldn't be taking it out on them. Nor do I think that we want to take it out on them. But it's something out of our control. Now, a lot of people that don't have mental illness, and I've had a lot of people tell me that, you know, it sounds like it's an excuse. It's not an excuse. You tackle BPD one day and tell me it's an excuse. You go through what we've gone through and tell me it's an excuse. Because I believe at the end of the day, you'll be saying something else. It's not an excuse. It's very difficult to live with. And the fact that we're still here and you're still here and you're listening to this is a complete miracle. Because the average person would have given up. But we're not called to live average. We're called to stand out. And that's something that it's very hard to realize and to accept when you have BPD or any mental illness. But we've got to constantly remind ourselves each day that we're loved. We could always have it worse. We have to constantly wake up each day and know that, hey, this is a new chance. This is a new day. Because it is. You're breathing. That's a gift from God. You are breathing. You are alive. He has not given up on you. And if He has not given up on you, then we shouldn't give up on ourselves. I don't know what your spiritual background is. I don't know what you believe. But regardless, it doesn't change the fact that you are loved. I'm getting ready to start DBT therapy, like I mentioned in my last episode. My first episode, if you listen to the last one, you'll hear where I say at the beginning that this is my second episode. Well, I deleted my first episode because there were some things that I did not say that were 100% true. And I'm going to get into that today. But first, before I do that, I want to let you guys know that I'm a mess. You're a mess. We're a mess. We don't have it figured out. But I'm hoping that if you guys are seeking therapy, that it will help out. I'm hoping that when I start the DBT therapy, that it will help out. I don't want to live like this. You don't want to live like this. This is not something that we can control. This is based off of our environment in which that we grew up in. I truly believe that. So don't ever for one second believe that this is your fault, because I do that to myself daily. I constantly think in my head, like, am I just making up all this pain that I went through? My mom has told me, you're just making it up. She tells me that I was there for you, I loved you, but I didn't feel it. And I'm assuming that you didn't feel it. So maybe it's something biological. Maybe it's just something that runs in our blood. Maybe it's an event. Like for me, maybe it's the event of me being molested when I was a child, twice, on two separate occasions by two separate individuals. Maybe that's what it is. But it doesn't matter what it is. It matters that we have it, and it matters that we seek the help. There are plenty of resources out there. Again, like I said last night, I'm on a group page on Facebook, and it's a BPD group page. I encourage you to search it. You'll probably see it. It's like something beautiful, borderline personality and living with borderline personality disorder. Both of those have been extremely helpful for me, because I can get on there when I'm feeling down and realize I'm not the only one battling this. For the longest time, I thought that I was the only one that thought the way I thought. And I'm not. And you're not. But back to who the heck am I, that topic. I constantly want to try to change myself to fit in the environment. I constantly am trying new things or listening to new music, getting obsessed with certain ideas. Like for me right now, it's boxing. Who knows what it's going to be tomorrow? I love boxing. And I think maybe one of the reasons right now that I'm loving boxing is because in a boxing fight, you're fighting. You're fighting for everything. You're fighting for the win. And I think we're all fighting for the win. I think we're all with our guard up, ready to fight. But the problem is if we keep our guard up, we will lose the fight. Yes, we have to keep our guard up in certain situations. But we've got to let it down at one point. And at one point when we let it down, and at that point that we let it down, and we are open about what we have, and we talk honestly about what we have, and we go to people that are going to encourage us, it's totally different. If you go to somebody that thinks that it's an excuse to have BPD, you're not going to be encouraged, and you're not going to be pushed to perfect yourself. There are times where I think that my wife, my own wife, is coming against me. Deep down, I know it's the BPD. Deep down, I know it's not true. At least I hope it's not true. But I'm believing that it's not true because she has been so patient with me through just about everything. Last episode I talked about, or my first episode that I deleted, I talked about smoking weed and how I wouldn't do that. Let me go into a little bit of depth on why I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that because I've tried it and it about ruined my family. I made piss poor decisions. I was drinking, I was smoking. I ended up cheating on my wife because I was looking for something that she was ready to give me, but I wasn't ready to accept it. I was looking for validation. And it wasn't right to look at it in those areas. I should have looked at, for validation. I should have looked at purpose. I should have looked at a healing process through something more positive. It was wrong I did it. It about ruined my family. It almost destroyed my life. I about ended my life several occasions when I was doing those things. So me personally, I don't think it's okay. I think eventually it will ruin your life. People that say it's not addictive, that's bullcrap. It is addictive. Because you get used to being in that state of mind. And it's like a band-aid on a large wound. It's going to stop some of it. But eventually that band-aid will not hold up. And it will fall off. And your wound will be worse than it was before. So again, I would not do that. I'm sorry that I'm sounding like I'm aggressive right now, but I'm very upset with myself. I'm very frustrated because I'm plagued with the question, who the heck am I? I don't know. I don't know if you guys face that same problem. I would think you do. I don't know what to do. And it's very troubling when we don't know what to do. We all want the answers. We all want to feel better. We need that. I really think that we are supposed to do this life together. I don't think that we're supposed to do this alone. Because for the longest time, I've been doing it alone, and it sucked. It has sucked. Even when I've been with somebody in a relationship, I still continually try to do it myself, and it sucks. And I suck at it because I can't do it alone, and we're not supposed to do it alone. Guys, we've got to stand up. We've got to get more resources for help. Yes, there are a ton out there, but we've got to get more resources. This is ridiculous. And people wonder why suicide is on the rise. You know, that's the second leading cause of death. At least I know for men. It's the second leading cause of death. Suicide. Ending your own life because you don't feel like it's going to get better. Like you feel like it's too much. We got all these resources for everything else. Why in the heck don't we have it for mental health? There's a stigma, that's why. We've got to end that stigma. Like I mentioned in my last episode, my mom has a stigma on mental health. Well, it sucks because her son has mental health issues. And when she's sitting there placing a stigma on mental health, she's ultimately placing a stigma on her son. And anybody that's facing something similar, that's exactly what's happening. No beating around the bush. That's fact. Be open to advice. Be open to constructive criticism. Don't be afraid to stand up and say something that you feel is not right. Stand up for it. Stand up to end the stigma. I don't know really what else to say right now. I'm in a spot where I'm hurting. I ask that if you guys do believe in a God, please pray for me. And at the same time, while I'm praying for myself, I'll be praying for you as well. Guys, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Keep your head up. Keep fighting. Keep grinding. Don't you give up. Seek help.